Good afternoon and welcome to Q95's Midday News Package for today, Tuesday, April 29th, 2014. I am Marilyn Isles. In the headlines, farmer willing to sacrifice his life to stop geothermal explorations in the Roseau Valley. From the region, no date yet, says PM Baldwin Spencer. And internationally, Rio 2016, IOC Vice President says preparations are worst ever. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of the Independent Regulatory Commission, Courts Dominica Limited and J. Astavans & Company Limited. The details are coming up.
Do you use a generator for work or at home, running for 24 hours or maybe just for backup? Well, you are required to register your generator with the Independent Regulatory Commission. We'll also provide you with generator do's and don'ts. We are located on 42 Cork Street. The Independent Regulatory Commission, regulating electricity, promoting our energy.
Introducing the Ashley Collection at Courts. Courts has joined with Ashley Furniture, the number one selling home furnishings brand in America, to bring you the most extraordinary furniture selection at unbeatable prices. It's now easier than ever before to find that perfect furniture piece for your home. And what's more, you can add that special touch with the right accent piece from our range of designer accessories from Ashley. Create the perfect look for your home with the Ashley Collection at Courts. Courts, bringing value home. Visit the new Ashley Gallery at our Roseau store.
Sometimes you just know it's going to be a great day. Bring sunshine into your day and make every single day a great day with Sunshine Cereal. Corn Flakes, Raisin Bran, Oat Bran, Fruit O's, and Frosted Flakes. Enjoy the fresh crunchiness of Sunshine Cereal, fortified with essential vitamins and iron to make every day a great sunshiny day. Enjoy the taste and enjoy the price of Sunshine Cereals. Right place, right price.
Welcome back to this afternoon's news. Portsmouth has been selected as a pilot community for a Community Alert Project, CAP, under the United Nations Development Programme, UNDP. The project is funded by the European Commission's Humanitarian Aid and Civil Protection Directorate General Disaster Preparedness. The programme was secured by the Office of Disaster Management, ODM, in collaboration with the United Nations Development Programme, UNDP, in 2013. The schedule of the visit is twofold, the first day being a fact-finding mission that will see and transect walk of the Portsmouth area. The second day targets a meeting with the NEPO subcommittee responsible for communication and public education and awareness and other stakeholders. The project has secured the services of Judith Zabo under the CAP project to undertake the design of a communication strategy that will be aimed at engaging the community of Portsmouth and critical stakeholders in the rollout of the project. The objective of the meeting is to examine the early warning systems, EWS, that may exist at the community and national levels and to look at possibilities for enhancing the same. On April 29, 2014, the delegation will meet with the National Emergency Planning Organization, NEPO, Telecommunications Subcommittee and the Public Relations and Education Subcommittee at the ODM in Gimmit. Other Caribbean states benefiting from the project are St. Vincent, Grenada and Antigua. An outspoken villager from the Roseau Valley, where exploration is taking place for geothermal energy, says he is willing to sacrifice his own life to stop what he describes as the madness taking place there. Environmentalist Atherton Martin warned Monday that there are activities taking place in the valley that Dominicans should be aware of, that the authorities have been secretively including drilling of a well beneath the Valley of Desolation as they continue to search for a source of energy for geothermal. The authorities have not responded since the announcement from the environmentalist. Local farmer Randy Aaron, who lives in Mount Prosper, told Q95's Farmers Cry on Tuesday that he is joining other villagers' campaign to stop geothermal drilling activities.
Go to bed tonight, Matt, and tomorrow we are no more. Matt, this is not a joke. This is not even like Panama disease or Black Seeker Toka or anything, you know, Matt. Matt, it is more serious than that. And the government has been secretive about that. I'm not hearing one word from the parliamentary representative for that area. And the nonsense I'm hearing from government people, where that is concerned, I'm talking about my life, the future of the people of the Roseau Valley. And for that, die for die, I am prepared to die. Now, Matt, to stop it, than to allow it to happen.
So you're saying don't explore anymore?
Matt, I'm saying to shut that down now.
Drill hole.
Local farmer Randy Aaron. Meantime, environmentalist Atherton Martin revealed further today that there are other implications that Dominica as a country should be worried about.
Drill hole that has entered the Montuapito National Park. It has entered a World Heritage Site. That creates a whole other set of problems for Dominica. The Montuapito National Park is a World Heritage Site that was inscribed as a World Heritage Site in 1998. That means that Dominica agreed that we will, in fact, transfer part of the management and control of that site, 17,700 acres of land, to UNESCO on behalf of the world community that has agreed to designate it a World Heritage Site. And this is governed by something called the World Heritage Convention, a 1972 convention, which requires that once you have an area designated as a World Heritage Site, before you do anything at all that in any way is going to impact that site, you have to inform UNESCO, you have to get it cleared with UNESCO. UNESCO is in a position to provide you with scientific expertise, if you don't have it locally, to make sure that what it is you are contemplating doing is not going to negatively impact any of the features of that site that got it to be declared a World Heritage Site.
Environmentalist Atherton Martin. An official from the Organization of American States, OAS, commends Dominica as he has revealed that Dominica is well ahead of the game in respect to cybersecurity efforts in the Caribbean region and the world. OAS Officer of Cybersecurity Brian Ditto made the proclamation on Monday during a national needs assessment and legislative review workshop on cybersecurity at the Fort Young Hotel. According to Ditto, there are currently three states in Latin America and the Caribbean who have established cybersecurity task force. In this regard, he says Dominica is well at the forefront.
Criminals, they go after governments, entities, financial institutions, regardless of size, politics, or culture. They really will go after everybody. I think this week and last week are inflection points of sorts in the journey that the government and the country of Dominica are taking to improve their cyber resilience. Currently, there are only three states in Latin America or the Caribbean that have national cybersecurity strategies. Those are Colombia, Panama, and Trinidad and Tobago. In this respect, Dominica really is at the forefront of certain cybersecurity efforts. And I'm not just talking about in the Eastern Caribbean or in the Caribbean or in Latin America, but I'm talking about in the world. There are very few countries that have taken the initiative that Dominica has shown in convening this event.
OAS Officer of Cybersecurity, Brian Ditto. 11 matters were traversed to the May 2014 criminal assizes when the 2014 January criminal assizes came to a close at the High Court of Justice on Monday, April 28th. Some of the matters traversed include Cleaver Burton, Anthony Marshall and Darius Prince for cases of causing grievous bodily harm with intent and wounding, Dale Geist, Gogeist and Benoit Roxon Geist for access of causing death by reckless driving, Titus Williams and Clarence Lewis for theft and burglary, and four cases of unlawful sexual intercourse and incest. Merlin Thomas Mann, who earlier this year pleaded guilty to causing grievous bodily harm with intent, was fined $2,000 to be paid within 6 months, or in default, spend 4 months in jail. Justice Bernie Stevenson noted that the sessions were not as successful as she had hoped. The 2014 May criminal assizes is scheduled to commence on May 14, 2014. Host of the Nation and Kingdom Building program on Q95 FM radio, Paul Joseph, has made a call to all religious leaders to join the Nation and Kingdom Building broadcast Prayer Warriors for a one-hour prayer meet on behalf of the nation and people of the Rosu Valley. Joseph says the Prayer Warriors are coming together on Wednesday night, April 30th, in light of the pending geothermal development meeting scheduled for May 1st. He says, as the people of God, it is in the best interest of the nation to join together in faith and belief in God that Dominica will be protected from any pending disaster that may arise as a result of geothermal explorations in the Rosu Valley.
It is in the best interest of the nation that we as the people of God join together with one faith, one belief, one hope, one trust in God, that our nation will be protected by any pending disaster that may arise from that exploration of geothermal energy in the Rosa Valley. May God bless Dominica. May God bless the people of Dominica. And may the protection of our country be in the hands of the Lord and not any other one else. God bless you. In Jesus' name, may the grace of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide on our beloved country. In Jesus' name, amen.
Host of the Nation and Kingdom Building Program, Paul Joseph. And that's this afternoon's local news. In news from the region, Prime Minister Baldwin Spencer is not yet ready to announce a date for general elections. He told the nation last evening he must ensure that the Antigua and Barbuda Electoral Commission, ABEC, is ready before he does so. He said that only when ABEC has completed the claims and objections process and the register of electors is prepared can he make a responsible determination on the date election is to be held. Now that the way is cleared, you can expect me to name the date as soon as I consider it to be in the best interest of the nation. I must be satisfied that the Electoral Commission is in a state of readiness, which includes the issuance of the required voter's ID card, Spencer said. Yesterday, the Eastern Caribbean Court of Appeal ruled on a constituency boundary appeal case in favour of the Antigua Labour Party, while dismissing the party's challenge to the re-registration process. The Prime Minister is on record saying he will not call the election until the judgments were delivered. And internationally, preparations for the 2016 Rio Olympics are the worst ever seen, according to International Olympic Committee Vice President John Coates. The Australian said the IOC has taken unprecedented action by placing experts in the local organising committee to ensure games go ahead. The situation is critical on the ground, he said. The news comes as Brazil faces a race to be ready in time for the FIFA World Cup, which starts in 44 days. Coates, who has been involved in the Olympics for nearly 40 years, has made 6 trips to Rio as part of the commission responsible for overseeing the preparations. He added that one of the experts embedded in the local committee was a construction project manager. The IOC has adopted a more hands-on role, said Coates. It is unprecedented for the IOC to be there is no plan B. We are going to Rio. He said that, in his opinion, this was the worst situation than in 2004, when there were concerns about preparations for the Athens Games. It's the worst I have experienced, he added. We have become very concerned. They are not ready in many, many ways. We have to make it happen, and that is the IOC approach. We can't walk away from this. And that's this afternoon's Midday News package. But first, a recap of the headlines. In local news, a farmer willing to sacrifice his life to stop geothermal explorations in the Roseau Valley. From the region, no date yet, says PM Baldwin sponsor. And internationally, Rio 2016, IOC Vice President says preparations are worst ever. Once again, the news is brought to you through the kind compliments of the Independent Regulatory Commission, Courts Dominica Limited, and J. Astafans and Company Limited. If you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 news team, I am Marilyn Isles. Good afternoon.